Valuing intangibles is a particularly difficult issue. As such, we're going to be very conservative in how we value these. Much like last week, we're only going to include costs in evaluation, as opposed to considering what sort of market value these assets may have. In fact, if it's something that's internally generated, we'll only be including the legal costs that we incurred in order to actually get this asset. On the other hand, the generation costs for making these assets will not be included. For instance, for a trademark, we would include the legal cost to get the trademark, but we're not going to include the amount we paid to the designer in order to make the logo. There is one exception in IFRS, which is that development of a product after we've already done all of the research and development can be capitalized in our research account. Now, if we purchase an asset, this is a bit easier to value, right? And so when we purchase an asset, we actually have a price for the asset itself. It's, of course, the price that we're going to pay for the asset. Thus, for any intangibles that we acquire, we will include these in our statements at the cost that we paid. Now, of course, we have this different because, as I mentioned, it's very difficult to actually value these intangibles ourselves. And thus, it's very difficult to have a reliable value of our own intangibles. However, when an intangible is purchased, it establishes a reliable value that we can include this in our balance sheet at.